Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Mary and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your current household. So let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or
single family home?
Okay.
Single family home.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
No. Why?
This
why
is
do you
just,
need to know how what year? I don't know, 1965.
Sorry?
1965. What? I'm not understanding what the point of this.
This
you're
is
not
trying
to.
Okay.
Okay,
we're not selling anything here. We just want to know your opinion.
Okay.
Now,
right.
Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades?
The above.
All of them? I'm sorry, so you said all of them?
Yeah, I believe all of the above have been taken care of, yes.
Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
28 years.
Thank you very much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, hurricane,
yes.
Category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
No, we've never had to deal with a hurricane.
Just the tropical storm?
Just tropical storms.
Okay, and can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That's okay, thank you very much. Just give me a minute.
No.
Just bear with me. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you very much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, repeat the question.
Sure. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable?
Flooding, I don't think should be a problem where I'm at. But a tornado, tornadoes are brutal.
Oh, sorry. You feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
With a tornado, who's not vulnerable? I don't know. Just whatever you want to put down. Somewhat vulnerable, I don't know.
Thank you very much. And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
If a hurricane threatens my home?
Yes, how will you prepare?
I don't know. They try to move water.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, there's nothing I can do to prepare. I already have hurricane impact windows. I'm in an elevated area.
So you will not make any preparations? Your home is already prepared?
I'm as prepared as I could get. I got a generator set up. I don't know what more I could really do.
Okay, thank you very much. And how will you begin to prepare, I'm sorry, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
My home is already secured.
Thank you very much. I just had a few more questions. We're almost done. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself in your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
certain. I don't, okay. What was the question?
Sure, let me ask again. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Again, very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you very much. Now, I want you to please tell me your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Internet. Websites. Local news websites.
Okay. Would you say that radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media?
News. Did I miss something?
That's okay. Oh, no, you can tell me. I need you to please tell me three. You can either say perhaps radio, TV, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
No, I don't go to TikTok. No.
Radio, perhaps, or TV? Mm-hmm.
TV, radio, and internet, the websites.
Thank you very much. Now, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you very much. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, cost of child care, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment or property taxes, or nothing above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
Food prices.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you very much. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If we get a hurricane 3 or stronger, I'm out of here.
Okay. Thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another
out of
location?
State.
Thank you very much.
I would travel out of state.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
1.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? In case you know.
I don't know. For hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
For hurricane, my deductible, I think, is $5,000 or $10,000. I don't remember.
$10,000?
I don't remember. Just, let's say $5,000, okay. Because I really do not remember.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are very certain that you could come up with the full $5,000. You could probably come with the $5,000. You could probably not come with the $5,000. Or you are certain that you could not come up with $5,000.
No, I could probably come up with $5,000.
You could probably come up with $5,000?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well,
now,
what were the options again?
Oh, absolutely. The options were that you are certain that you could come up with the full $5,000. You could probably come up with the $5,000. You could probably not come up with the $5,000, or
probably.
You are certain that you... Okay. You could probably come up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat.
Well, homeowner's insurance?
Yes.
Homeowner's insurance has gone up.
Okay. Will you say between 1 to 10%, over 10%?
I don't remember how much it went up. I think it went up over 10%.
Okay. And that's in the last year. How about in the last 1 to 3 years?
In the last 23 years? Oh, well over 10% has gone up.
In the last 3 to 5 years?
Last 3 to 5 years? Yeah, it's gone up over 10%.
And lastly, in the last 5 to 10 years? Over 10% as well?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decreased coverage, or did you just continue paying the rate?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question again? I apologize.
Sure.
I'm driving and I'm trying to pay.
No worries, sir. So, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Did you increase amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or you just continue paying the higher rate?
I just continued. I had no choice.
Thank you, sir. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Like 10%, you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 600?
No,
I'd
want to be covered for the entire replacement cost.
Thank you. Now, which is the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were continuing increasing at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county, move to another county within Florida?
I'm sorry, repeat the question. How many more are there?
We're almost done. Just a few more questions.
Okay.
So, which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were continuing increasing at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county, to another county within Florida, to another state, or you will not move?
Oh, where am I going to go?
Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yeah, I would.
Thank you. Now, if a major...
Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay, thank you. Just a few more questions and we're almost done. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in the recovery efforts?
The federal government.
Thank you very much. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Say that again.
On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
From
1 to 5?
Probably maybe 2 or 3.
Okay. 2 or 3, which is a reasonable confidence? Will you say 2 or 3? I'm sorry.
Let's go with 3.
Okay. And that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5. How much confidence do you have?
Wait, repeat that?
Sure. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Who takes into account? I'm sorry, I can't understand you. I apologize.
no worries, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. Like, how much confidence do you have that they take into consideration hurricane risk?
Who, the county?
Yeah, the local land.
I don't know.
Well, you said that you have no confidence, reasonable confidence, or that you have very, very high confidence?
Yeah, reasonable confidence.
Okay. Three more statements, okay? And that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk from 1 to 5?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea how.
Remember how that there are no wrong or right answers. We just want to know your opinion.
Yeah, I really don't know. What are the options? What are the answers?
From 1 to 5. Sure, from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have?
4.
Thank you.
Let's say that.
Now, same scale of 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
That take into account what?
Flood risks.
Flood risks?
Flood.
Is that what you said?
F-L-O-O-D, flood.
Flood risks. I hope they're taken into account.
Okay, and how much confidence do you have from 1 to 5?
4.
Okay, and last, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. How much confidence do you have from 1 to 5?
Repeat the question, please.
Sure. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Oh. All right.
From 1 to 5?
I don't know, 3.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you just a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
By sea level rise?
Yes. Do you believe it's happening in Florida? And do you think that your property or finances will be affected?
First of all, I don't think it is happening in Florida.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure, take your time.
All right, what was the question? Go ahead.
Sure. Do you believe a sea level rise is happening in Florida?
I don't think it's happening, and the threat to my finances. The threat to my finances. I don't think it poses a threat at all.
Thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, which is under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, my area, I don't care how much they try to prepare. My area, I don't believe the state of Florida is completely, the entire state of Florida is ready. I don't think the state of Florida is surrounded by water. We get a major, massive 4 hurricane or 5. I think we're going to be all in trouble.
So you will say that you are extremely concerned, moderately concerned?
All right, let's go with moderately, because I'm willing to be wrong.
Okay. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
All of the above.
Please. Okay, you can select three.
Three?
Yeah.
All right, well, flood is definitely one of them.
Okay.
And what were the others?
Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, proximity
crime.
To other family. Okay.
Crime is one. And, yeah, schools, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year?
I have no idea. I own a house, so I don't know. I'm probably not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Hold on a second, because this is taking longer. Hold on one second. I got to do something real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Wait.
All right,
go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So, will you say that you plan on living more than 20 years, between 10 to 20?
I have no idea. You're asking me a question I don't have an answer for, because if God calls me to leave and go somewhere else tomorrow, I got to go. I really don't know.
The
intention is for me to stay there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm looking for another house to buy, only because I want a house with a pool, and I don't want to spend the money to put a pool in this house. So I don't know. But the intent is to keep the house no matter what.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Okay? Could you please tell me your age?
51.
Thank you very much. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
And how many are under 12 years old?
None.
And 65 or older?
65 or older, none.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, what is your marital status?
My marital status? I'm divorced.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Like less than high school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey.
We're almost done.
Poison, come here. Okay. Poison. Go ahead, keep talking. I'm just talking to my cats here.
No, that's okay. Are you Hispanic or Latino?
No.
Thank you very much. And what racial groups do you do identify yourself with?
I'm Italian. White.
Italian?
I don't know. However you want. I'm Italian. You can put me down as white.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Now, what language is most often spoken in your home?
English and Italian.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Now, I do want to ask you as well, can you please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000 or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Thank you very much. So these are all the questions I had. I really want to thank you for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great evening.
You're welcome, and thank you. All right, you too. All right, bye-bye.
It's a pleasure.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.